Yad Hashemayim, the famous sugya of HaTorah Yehuda. We spoke about that at great length. Today, we said we're going to talk about the fundamentals of Hagalah. I mean, the real fundamentals, and basically, we get to it. The Gemara concluded that Laman of Beis, if you recall, the Hilchasa Idi V'Idi Beroskin, you can kasher the blade of the knife with hot water. Now Tosis is bothered by this, right? How can it be? It's against the Mefurash Tosefta, which says you have to have a Libun Ba'ur. You have a sack and a shpud, a knife or a spit, which is from something that you a rotisserie, which you use in chicken on the fire. They all have to have Libun. And what's the principle behind that? Let's take a look a little bit in the Gemara. Next line, which was before the death of yesterday. Omar Rav Kuna Bred Rav Shua Eitz Pora Magila Beros in the creation. Why? Kasava Kibolo Kach Polto. Now Kibolo Kach Polto says Rashi. Kibolo Mitov Kirishin Kach Polto the Kirishin. Which means, as they say, the way it goes in, that's the way it goes out. So if it goes in with water, Kirishin, goes out, Kirishin. Goes in with fire, goes out with fire. So how can it be that a sakan is barosin, it's against the Tosefta, it's against the Gemara in effect? Two answers. Tirta Benatam, Mesa Nivishalmi, Sakinim Arukim, Shetzolin Behem, Basa Dumi Dishmud. So if the knife is used as a kind of a spit, you use it in the tzli, in the furnace, on the fire, so that's that kashim with libun. And presumably the knives that we're discussing over here, Ravashi, were his kitchen knives, which are being used on the table, put it into a pot, and the pot is his water, it's called Kirishin, it's not on the fire, it's in the water, and therefore in kasher it, with what we call in our language, Hag'ola, right, which is Beroskin and boiling hot water. Fine. Odesh L'chalek, Ben Hatera Bala, Ben Yisura Bala. K'den L'chalek, Ravashi, B'shulim, Asechet Avodazar. That's a very, very important part, we'll get to later. So that means that what? Chometz is Hetera Bola. What's Hetera Bola mean? At the time that it came into the pot, into the knife, it was Mutter. You know why? Chometz with Pesach is Mutter today. Today is the month of Kislev. So it's also Mutter on Yud Gimel Nissen. So if you use it Yud Gimel Nissen, so it's Hetera Bola. Hetera Bola is there are more leniencies. And the Gemara says the Beferish, and the last half of the Masechta Avodah Zarah, that even something which is a shpud, which is used for kachim, what's kachim? Karbonis. So karbonis not only amutadi, it's mitzadi. You wait an extra day, because no sir, it's asadi. So the Gemara says that even though it came in with fire, it goes out with water. You know why? According to one opinion, quote over here from Ravashi, hetera bola, the magic words, hetera bola. Fine. Hetera bola. Fine. What is the first teretzot? First teretz disagrees. So let's turn our both sides to the Rosh, where these korban asanas are so important, one after the other. Let's take a look. First, we'll see the Rosh and the Siman Zayin. This Siman Zayin is a look how long it is. Siman Zayin. Anybody finished Siman Zayin yet? Wow, it's a long Siman. Okay, good. It's very important. Every word is important. We'll start from the beginning. Not the very, very beginning. The beginning is more what we saw already. We read yesterday. But we left off yesterday. We left off yesterday, Rabbi Osai. Bahani Sakini de Pisa. It's the fifth or sixth line, column one, page Yud Aleph in the script. Ma'abu the Kataya Berid Rosa Beklirishim. The Kodom Lechem, this is not our main point. Sarach the Shufa on the coast of Yafa, the Binyan Achalo Yiflo, has to be get rid of all the junk on the outside. Clean it first. Tanya Besifri. Achas says Azor Besakes and Vikancha Sarach Lahaber Achaluda. That's a strange source for this din. Because you would think that if you look at the Pesukim over there, the Pesukim are talking about something a little bit different. Let's take a look in the Pesukim of Parshas Matas. And actually, it's hard to know for sure what this limud is going on. Here we go. That pasuk is in Perek Laman Aleph Pasuk Chav Beis. Achas Azov, as a Kosef, as a Nechoshes, as a Barzum, as a Abdil, as a Oforus. What about it? Kol Dovah Shiyova Bo'esh Tavir Bo'esh V'Toher Ach B'meinido Yischata Kol Ashalot Yova Bo'esh Tavir Bo'amoyim. So it's very possible, according to Chazal's Drosha, that B'meinido Yischata refers to what we call in our language Tvilas Kalim. Tvilas Kalim. That's how we pass and according to many holds Simen Doraisa. So therefore the Ach as Azov, that to eliminate some kind of Chatzitza, could be construed to be referring to the Tvilas Kalim. No, the Rosh assumes it's referring to the Hagolah scale. Two different concepts, Rabbi Osef. Hilchach, let's go back. Sakinin sheyesh ben gumos ben yochol and akos and yofer besoch hagumos lo mani ba'agolah tzrichim libun. How will libun help? I guess libun get in and into the small crevices. Put it in fire. Then he goes Kabbalah kapot. And he says as follows. This is quoting from the Rif. Whenever it's in Aramaic, it's quoting from the Rif. He says certain things. You have to have Kli Rishon, Agolah B'Kli Rishon. If it's Kli Sheni, it's B'Kli Sheni. Fine. Then he adds a phrase, which is the next to the last narrow line. U'mashilu l'gavayu adepoltu shapir. What does that mean? What in heaven's name does that mean? You leave it in the hot water until paltu shapir. And whatever's in the pot comes out. How long is that? This is amazing. This is incredible. How long is that? What does that mean? So, I'm just mentioning to you as a difficult line. D'gamina migulik shalachim. Shenema kol dava shiyova ba'esh tavir ba'esh. V'toner abo. And he quotes the entire Gemara of Odezar. Let's read it together. Halokeya play tasha shemin anochim. D'varam shalonish tamashim ben kolika mekbilin ben torah. That's a tefillah scale. D'varam shalonish tamashim ben tzonan gonkosus kotonius slochios. Madichan with the Bill and Mentor. He rips it off. He's in cold. Boom! She's established. And my day, Chamin, on Yoros, for Kumkum, and Sinu, and Chami, Chamin, Magilan, Umat, Bilan, Fain Tahor. You have to have a goal. It's used to hot water. Boom! She's established. And my day, Ha'ur, Kigon, Hashbudin, Vaskalos, yeah? Melavnon, Umat, Bilan, Fain Tahorin. Stop. Says the Holy Korban, the Son of Dalit. And the Rosh ended the sentence the same thing. And it says the Shuvah Sarash the same thing. The Kosha. This is the Gemara Rosh the Toz alluded to in Avodah Zarah and Vav. Hashpud va'askla magilin v'rosu. Sarach loma. The Shani Kosha de Teira Bola. Kidibola adayan ein shame no sir olav. That's why I had terrible. Abel Chometz, Shmo Olov. Kimo Achaz Manis Chometz. Kimo Shehevi Aran, Tzvorzu B'Shem Aramban. Rabosai, here we go. The case of a terrible, only one case in Shas. What's that? If you have Kotchin, when at the time you were Magalit, we'll see that for the moment, it was Heteros before it became Nosar. When it becomes Nosar, then, even though you did only Hagol and Alibun, it's good enough for reasons which we'll discuss by Riches. However, Chometz, Rabosai, if you ask me, I would say today, the 17th day of Kislev, there's no such thing as Chometz. You can call it Chometz. What's the difference? I don't care if it's red, if it's matzah, if it's peaches, if it's plums, what's the difference? There's no halachic status. Yes.
What if it came to like something in Dina Mamanos that someone made a contract to sell chametz, then would that be like a
lashon hanavei? There's no halacha construct. But anyway, he says no. The Ran quotes the Rambam, chametz shmo olam. Fine. I'm sorry, I don't hear you. Oh, very good. Excellent. Thank you so much. It's a great question. Come to it soon. Im kain harabeinu b'samuch lo svir le'svarazu. That's the problem. Why? The Ka'amar, we should really see it live. We should really see it live, Rabosai, instead of just trusting the Korban HaSanal. You know what? Let us abort the reading of the Korban HaSanal and read the Rush first. He came first. So we're going to read him first. It's a bit lengthier, but it'll be smarter to read what the Rosh has to say first before going back to the Korban of Sana. Let's go back to the Rosh. Ramina, Rabosi, it's the top line. Are you Rabosi on my print? The top line of column 2 on page 8 Aleph. It's the old print. It's the 6 words after the Korban of Sana is Oz Dalet. Ramina, Ketza Magilon, Omar Ravuna, Ezul, Gemara, and Abayimvav, and Abodazar. Machnis Yorek Tanala Toch Yorek Gedola. Excuse me, Toch Yorek Gedola. You put a small pot into a larger pot. We know that. We've all seen Kasher and Kale. Frank the Gemara, the Yorek Gedola Mai, but with the big pot. Toshma, who do the Dahabe Marukva, Vahadale, Lisha, Puma, Umalia Maya Viar Tahua. What did he do? He took some dough and made some kind of a surrounding crown, if you will, made from dough. And then he filled it up with water, and the water boiled over. Ooh, a great man. Why? The kasaba, critical line. Kibolo binitz, kibolo kachpolto. Mabolo binitzotzos, apolto binitzotzos. What does that mean? I have a pot. So what Freda is that, you know what? When I cooked treif in the pot, this comes from Goyim. When Mr. Jones cooked his pork soup, I don't know if it exists, whatever guy, or it could be his Purdue chicken soup, right? No problem. It's also available. So you see, he cooked it, it's overflowed. Very often things overflow in the kitchen, so Mrs. Jones is no different than Mrs. Cohen. So when Mrs. Jones made the chicken soup, went up high, and it lands on what? On the rim, the upper rim of the pot. How do you get it out? How can you get it out? You have to make sure that the water, which is kashering the pot, has to also overflow. The problem is, in an overflow, you can't get guaranteed. Mrs. Jones had the shlamazel that when her thing was spritzed up, it landed on the rim. When Mrs. Cohen has the mazel, it's going to skip the rim. It'll go out, it'll just jump over the rim and land on the outside, so it'll be treif on top. So Marukva said, he was, I guess, married to Mrs. Cohn. Maybe she called Miss Ukva. So Rabbi Ukva, Marukva said, you know, what we're going to do is follow. We're going to take a little bit of dough, make a rim on the outside, which is higher up. So whenever things start spritzing, even though they would have on their own flown past and gone outside and not landed on the rim, with the assistance of this crown on the outside, it's going to land on the rim. That's what he did. Oh. Bahani mili b'shayimos hashana. Of the Pesach, he can't make a you want to kasher on Pesach, you can't use dough. Also, the baby Lisha overlay gedanfa detina, some kind of a cement with mud. Umaratachon. Same idea. Atkan de gemar. Pasuk Rashbo. Which Rashbo do you think this is? Rashbi Shant. That's what I think. Shetzarech lahagil hayora agdola kodam sheyagilu hakelim. Rabosai, whenever you kasha can, there's always one big pot that you put everything else in. You have to kasha that pot before you kasha the kelim inside it. V'chein hor rav rivav, rabbein avram, rabbein shmuel, zalbif, shpaira. V'chein hor rav yehuda, b'magensa. These are the three big towns. Shpaira, magensa, what's the third one? Right, worms. V'ramayzish, tkona shum. Two out of the three had these gedolim, and they did the same thing. Oh, germaiza could be vermaiza, could be the same thing. Could be, I have all three gilas here. V'chein posak rashi. No, that's no slouch here. Okay. U'meforish, yore gedolamai, klomar, keitzad yesh la'agiloh, kodem sheyagal boshar kelim. U'meforish ha'shas negedam, but that's the pshat in the Gemara. It says in the top line over here in its column 2. Your second line, Yorah Gedolah Mai. What do you mean, where am I? What kind of question is that? You know, the Yorah Gedolah is not that you're going to eat in it, you're going to kasher in it. Fine. Rabbeinu Yolzal Lohoya Osa Gedanfa Elalapit Eishah, the substitute. What do you do? Oh, Evan Rosach. Is anybody about this? They throw the boiling hot rock. Have you heard about this one? What does it do? It's a boiling hot rock. And then it goes spritzing over. Mashal Kusoka Yorab, Bodhi Rosakas, Amayim, Roskin, Olaf, Mesmosa, But all the tfei atozos nitzotos kosi aviyaz, that's better. I think he's right. It's better. If it's just a matter of the water coming up through this fire on the bottom, hit and miss. Here it goes, choo, a whole overflow. Fine. Because of all, yes, Rabbi Hussein, Cholkal al Dabazer, Umafroshim Yorra Gadola, Bamai, Ayora the Alma Koi. Not a pot that you're going to kosher in. No! My huge chicken soup pot that I used Friday night at my house, it's so big, it will not fit into any other pot. This is not the pot to kosher other kelim in. I needed the kosher for chicken soup. The guy used it for Campbell's chicken soup, and I want to use it for Osef. I'm not sure what brand they have. Chicken soup. All right? So, Willard's chicken soup. And my wife makes her own chicken soup. Yeah, she just her own kosher chicken, right? So, yeah. Vadini Moher. He thinks these rabbis, and these anonymous Rabbi Hoseinim, he's calling the Rabbi Yo, he's calling anonymous Rabbi Hoseinim, are right against all the named rabbis. Usually, if you're named, you have a bigger, anonymous usually loses. No. Whose name does it mean? Machmir Rabbi Hosein? The Rashba, the Rivar, Rabbi Avraham, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lezer, and Rashi. Six Gedolim, topped by Rashi. Who disagrees? Nobody. Yes, Rabbi Hosein, anonymous rabbis, quoted by the Rabbi Yo. Believe it or not, the Rosh says, Vadin Imoen. Can you imagine that? They're right. Against the six giants. Why? The Matakana Yesh B'Dovazen. What point is there to kasha the big plea? Makes no sense. Why? The Im Tom Abishvil Shalot Tessa Platosa Esakel Shemagilin Ba. If you worry, if you're not going to kasha the big banana, the huge pot in which you kasha the others, then whatever is absorbed in it is going to render the other kale, the akashering treif once again. Akati ika chashash depletas kalim arishonim teseres akalim shemagilim b'achakach. On both sides, they had a big pot, it kashered. A, B, C would all be put in this big pot. So if you're worried about that the big pot itself should render pot A treif, then you should be equally worried that A is going to render pot B treif. You're not worried about that. Okay, Torah. Amazing chiddush in science. I don't believe it for a second, but that's what it is in science. But oh, chetrudin liflot lo bali. New science, gentlemen. When the pot you're kashering at the present time is busy spitting out taste, it cannot absorb any taste. New science, Rabosai. Is it new? How new is it? Look in Osvav. Look at those of see how it is. Kidamina Gabi Simon and Beperka called Shokna Fes. I did the Torah of the Miflet Lobali, says the Gemara. It's busy spinning out, it won't absorb in. No. That's what these individuals are suggesting. That's the reason why it's water. The Rush will soon disagree. Rabbeinu Svile, no! Dana Dome. The base of Shchita ain't a Rosea Koka. The more the kind of base of Shchita, it's cold. Well, it's a little bit hot, a little roseach, whatever it may be. Therefore, ein lo koach levlo when it's being mafled. Are they bishul? Yesh koach lahafter the lavliyah bepam agas. That's the whole definition of bishul. We learned this last year. Definition of bishul is mafled the lavliyah yechas kairov es hatam and the chavos das writes. I think it's mixed up. That's how bishul accomplishes so much. Both la'aloch and the mitzias. So what do you tell me a bill of goods over here? Some of you are good because there's no plate that I've locked yet. It's not true. The Rosh does not accept this new science. But back to the Rosh itself. In Cana, Fila Lois Chiru Anami, Adkan Devorov. Now, who's Adkan Devorov? I believe he's quoting the Aviyaji, the Rabbi Yo. We then will look at the Rabbi Yo, see if it's in fact a direct quote. Read it. The Ain Devorov Nirmali. The Rosh doesn't like it, as we saw in comic attraction of the Korban Hasan. The plate that's Kalim or Rishonim, Eina Oseres is Achronim. To call Kli Ukli Shemachnisimbo, plate that's Isuro, Botel Beshishim, Bermei Ayorim. All these little pots you're putting in one at a time, their plate is less than 1/60th of the water in the big, big pot. Aval Ayorah Gedola, but the very big pot, Ein Vamayim Shebesocha Shishim, 60. Levatlas Pleitosa. Why? The Bekula Misha'arina. The Gemara says in Chulin that you calculate, for Archimedes' principal purposes, the entire volume of the pot. And it's almost impossible to have a pot that the volume inside is 60 times the volume of the pot itself. It's almost impossible. I'm sure with new technology, we can't do it. But it's almost every pot that existed, certainly in Talmudic and Rishonic times, maybe that expression, there were not 60 times the volume of the metal itself in the water in the pot. Yes, sir?
Probably with industrial kashrus, the pots the size of rooms and things like that, in factories, they probably have...
Yeah. I said new technology is different. But my guess is, if you took your own pots in your house, when you go home over the big Thanksgiving weekend, instead of stopping eating turkey, and can you help in the kitchen? Yeah. What I want to do, I want to measure the volume of my pot. You lost your baubles. How would you do that? Take a big pot. Okay. Let's say you have, I don't know, three pots. Take Papa Bear and Mama Bear and Baby Bear. Okay. So Papa Bear, put it in the bottom. Then take Mama Bear and fill it with water. And take Baby Bear and put Baby Bear into Mama Bear. And whatever comes out, overflows the Archimedes principle of water displacement. Down to fall into Papa Bear. Good. Now you have water, which is displaced by Baby Bear. So you know how much Baby Bear holds. It says in the bottom, 1 quart. See, if Baby Bear is 1 quart, and Mama Bear is 4 quarts, and Papa Bear is 8 quarts. So you have a big okay. So you put the 1 and the 4 and overflow into the 8. Just tell you how to do this before your mother killing you. So then you'll see how much water was displaced by the full immersion of the what we called Baby Bear, and you will see it's going to be, I don't know what it will be. I'm guessing it will be, even if it's as little as 1 fluid ounce, it's not bottled b'shishim. It's more than 1/60th of 32 ounces, which is a quart. Yeah.
Can one just measure like the circumference or the radius of the pot and then measure how tall it is?
Oh, these are scientists who can figure out.
Probably create a lot less of a mess than.
Okay, if you can figure it out with your science, that's great. You'll see. I'm almost sure that none of your pots in your house are going to have 60 times their respective volume of the metal in the contents of the water. I just don't see it. My own eye doesn't see it. But maybe I'm wrong. I'm not discussing. Maybe you have different kind of pots. Super sleek, modern pots. Who knows? Maybe they're environmentally correct. I don't know what goes on today. But I don't know. Let me know. Okay? So on Sunday, let me know what your experiment yielded. Right. Weiter. Okay. Hilkov. Sorech lag ila tchila. So therefore, the rush comes to the conclusion the other way around. You have to kasha the original pot initially. Otherwise, you can't use it. We're going to stop right here. Oh, no, we're not going to do carbon and sandals first. Oh, I want this. These carbon and sandals are something. Dalit is critical. Zion is critical. But let's be true to our mandate and just read the rush first. V'cheinimtze v'tshuvas ha'gaonim madiach yorah gedolah magila v'rosin v'machshirah v'shotfa v'tzonan v'mafliptoso v'chometz t'chila v'chakach martiach v'h ma'im rosin v'lishir. Doesn't appear to the top anymore. Umaga Bayoros Kitano Sakinim via Spara Bikama Trichim Agobal Kivish. Shine. Good. Bizarshlianuchu Amayim and Arostim. They have to be bubbling the whole time. Why? Shim Yanuchu Amayim and Arostim also Lahaga Bahem Kalim. If the bubbling stops, then you may not use it for kashu. Why not? Why not? Oh, we have a tzaddik over here. Kibola Kakpoto. We're afraid that the chametz went in boiling. Has to come out boiling. That's very good. What if I have a 1000% ironclad guarantee that the chametz did not go in at boiling 212 degrees? It went in at the most 180.
Probably fell a roll of tashmisha.
What did I got roll? If I have a 180 degree guarantee, for some reason, it's an institutional pot which cannot go over 180 with some thermostat, etc. built in, I would say you can catch 180 also. That's what most poskim assume. That's the reason we have to always have roskin is not because it's bedafka roskin, nothing else works. No, for fear that it went in a roskin. It may have gone in a rosin. You have to take it out of the rosin. If you knew for sure the factory, it's all gauge. They have to measure for state purposes. You know, they have the Board of Health. They haven't always seen it. It has 180, 190, 170. They'll give you the exact readings on it. And it's done with the computer, I'm sure, right now. It should be go above 180 for whatever reason. Kudu was saying that should count 180 should be good enough. I agree with you. Not everyone agrees. Rav Moshe agrees with us. Me, you, and Rav Moshe. How's that? So we'll take on a 3-on-3. All right? We're willing to we have Rav Moshe on our side. We're ready, willing to do battle. But there are those who disagree. Okay, fine. Weiter. The notlan v'shot from betzona. There's a minute, which has no real explanation, to somehow to after you finish kashrut to put it into cold water. Not ma'akev. It may be based on a rikud shtifel or zeichel adavah. Fine. Some try to give a halachic reason for it. We'll see later. It's very hard. V'yachakach mimale. Go further. Mimale hayora hagadola. V'solvev sefasa betit l'magila kamish for the region. V'shovka v'shotfa. Fine. Says the holy rush is the most important line of all halacha lemaisa. Line 2 of page 8 base in this edition. What's bas yoma mean? Used in the last 24 hours. Oh, tzorach lachshira tchila. The kli which is with ben yoma should not be kasher. It should not be used as the kasherer. That's the big part on the outside. Elam Kane, Yesh Bemeh Yorah Gadolah Shishim Levatel Pleitas Hakli, and a call over the opening Hakli to call the Sharim, which is unlikely, as we said before. Yim Ein Bo Shishim. What are we worried about? Look at this. With a small note. Call Hanifla Nimenu Chozer V'Nivla V'Socho V'Shuman V'Chamen Avitam Nishvah. What are we worried about? We're afraid if it's a Kli Ben Yomo and the water is less than 60 times the metal in the pot, what are we afraid about? The kulim is sharina. You have to view the entire vial of metal as a shtick lard. So if all that lard fell in to the water, well, what happened? Imagine, Rabbi Osai, Mordechai has to do a computer check on how much is the volume of our pots. And then when you go to a lard factory, ask me for that amount. Can I please have lard XCCs that I just measured in my pot of that vial? Yeah, sure. Here's lard. Buy the lard. No problem. Throw the lard into my pot. Ah, treif mamish. So the same thing over here. We're cool in the sharina. We should treat the pot as a piece of lard. Lo sharina chamen shel nachrim peregem amidim daf lamed ches elam b'shem the stam kelim shel nachrim ena b'nei yoma. So it's no stand of God. Avam ena b'nei yoma muta lahagil afilu ein b'mayim shishim levat l'schul. Exactly. Rabbos says, that's how we do kashering. Today's world, we're all basically on the rush. We only kasher if everything's ena b'nei yoma. The kli itself is ena b'nei yoma. The big kli is also ena b'nei yoma. Everything's ena b'nei yoma. Yaf al pi shetam apogam anifat mimenu. Chozim anifat l'besocho. Fahavol ekikonim hagol. Rabbos says, what does hagol accomplish? Zero, says the Rosh. I have a pot. In the pot is a taste of treif. What do? I'm kashering it. What happens? The taste goes out. It comes right back in. Mahawilu chachom b'mitakon asam. What good is that gala? It accomplishes absolutely zero. It started off, had a taste of tarfus. The tarfus went out and came back in. To get a taste of tarfus. Ha! What do you accomplish? Says the Holy Rosh, a critical yourself. Ein v'chashash. The line begins. Why? Tave no same time. Woohoo! Bar no same time. This is the famous not bar not again. No same time. Bar no same time. What does that mean, Abosai? The taste went from where to where to where? What happened? What did it go? Where did it start? It started from the tarfus, right? Went into the what? Into the pot. Right? Went to the pot. Now it's going to come out when you're kashering it. Ah! It's no sin tam, bar no sin tam. Right? It tells you exactly how it's done. from the kli to the mayim, back to the kli. Right, you have tarfus which is absorbed into the kli, goes into the water, comes back into the kli again. V'chulon heter kevon shenifka matah. It's all considered heter abosai. Why? Kevon shenifka matah. This is critical, critical line here in the Rosh. We have a general principle that not bar not, which we'll describe shortly, only is what we call the hetera, if it's permissible. But the surah is also, we'll explain the reasons shortly. What the Rosh is saying over here is, listen to me carefully, chametz before the zman is heter. Chametz before the zman is heter, and it's treated as not bar not the hetera, as opposed to not bar not the yisura, which is prohibited. We'll read it one more time. We start the line, begins about the eighth line, and start the first word. V'afal pi shetama pogam anifla mimenu chozem anifla mitzocho pavle kikonem agola. What do you accomplish? Ein bo chashash. Why? Tavei kinosin tam, ano sein tam, shenifla men akli lemayim v'chozem nifla v'kli v'chulin heta. Why? Kevan shenifka matam. The Rosh said it so very beautifully. So very, very beautifully. The reason why we can rely upon kashering, even though I have 60 times the volume of the original pot, is why, Rabosai, is why. Why are we doing this? All Hagolah does is change it from a not bar not of a tam l'shvach, right? The fresh taste of that day went from the tray food to the pot, from the pot to the water, from the water back to the other dishes, etc., things of this nature. Okay, that's not by not what we call the isuro, which is prohibited, he's assuming, as opposed to the same exact scenario before Pesach, not by not the hetev. But Atkan, as far as I can learn right now. In the rush. I'm going to stop here in the rush. And now everyone should jump up and down with the Korban Asano's question. It's been Neo Bay of Steering. No one seems to be jumping. Everyone seems to be a little bit tired today. Yes, Nate.
I was just going to say, I'm not jumping up and down, but I know
what you're saying. What's the steer?
So here the rush says it's the only reason it's you can rely on that or not.
On Pesach, why?
The heter is because
not but not the hetera. Because right now it's more than 24 hours old. What's the problem?
Before you seem to say like the rift that it's always heter.
Before
so that it's not heter.
The Korban and Sanal Dal point out a steer in the rush. Here he's saying before 4 hours it's heter, and earlier he said Shmuel of it's iser. Gvalt, a steer in the rush. Take a look on the back of the Korban Asano. It's a cotton dal. Okay, back where we let Lisa. We read a nice big chunk of the Rosh. The next part, I'm not ready to read yet. We read so much. I just couldn't stop until now. Everything was relevant. Now I seem to steer it. Back to Oz Dal. Okay, Shpudin Malabdan. Let's go on Chavetz. Fine. Shuvah the Rosh. Kachim. It says Kachim. It's Ein Shem Lo Sirola. Kachim, you can do Hagala, you don't have to have Libun. Why is Chometz different? Tzarech Lomar, the Shani Kachim, the back we left off. The Hetera Bola, the Kabbal, the Bola, Dain and Shemel Solo. Have a Chometz, Shmoolo, Kimo Achaz Manisur, Moshebran Tzarezu, Moshebran Ban, fine. Him came, Harabain, the Bissamov, the Korban Sandal, no doubt. Los Vili Tzarezu, why? Why? Should I be not far not? V'kula heter. What's an example? Gon dogim sha'olu b'kara. What does it mean, dogim? What's the case? Dogim sha'olu b'kara muta li'ochlam b'kutach. What does that mean? Anyone what it means? It's a classic. Not by, what does it mean? You took fish, you heated it up in a fleshika dish. You may now put butter on that fish. You may put butter on a fish which is heated in a fleshika dish. It's called not bar not, and it's called by the poskim not bar not the heter, because everything is mutter initially. What's mutter? You have the meat going into the into the dish, all right, originally. And I have the dish, taste the dish going into the fish. And it's a diet heter. There's nothing wrong with having fish, which tastes like something a little meaty. Nothing wrong with that. So once it's two steps and it's still butter, that's a heter called not bar not. Okay? Okay. Ubekush yizuk and yizkob in the sanal. Novof b'sevim pre-chodesh or achayim simetof nun beiz. Sif alef. V'yiniach b'tzarechin. He has no answer. You know what he wants to do? Believe it or not, he wants to argue in the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Sai, open your Mishnah Brewers. Let's see if Mamish wants to argue in the Mechaber. Shtigal l'chutz, but no. Argue in the Yosef Kara. Get to do the pre-chodesh, not so much chutz. For you and me, to speak, it will be a pre-chodesh was the Gedolei Olam. Yes? Tufnun Beis Aleph. Yeah.
I was reading a little bit about the pre-chodesh and some of the people of this generation put him in cherem for attacking the Shulchan Aruch too much.
Yeah, he's put in cherem. He asked it. We would starve on Pesach if it was the Pekosh. I think the Pekosh is the one who assured all kosher the Pesach cakes. Not to say. Marisayan, it looks like comments. You tell the difference. I'm asking you, by a show of hands, who could tell the difference on Pesach between a Pesach ticket cake and a comments ticket cake? Now that's so good, you can't tell the difference in the taste. That's how good they are. Even without matzo meal, they mastered the, it used to be, without matzo, it was crummy. Now with the new technology, I'm not sure how many trans fats are, but it's they have a lot of good texture. Yes.
They have in the hotel.
I
go to
the
pizza. They have
kosher
pizza buns for like your hot dogs. And stuff.
Oh my goodness! They have pizza too.
Yeah.
Vada. Vada. So the pre-chodesh is just saying, how can it be? So they probably put the same for that too because they wanted to eat pizza. But anyway, let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rosh, Kimat Beferish. Let's read it together. Tufnun Beis from the top. Yesh Tizor Lahagil Kodem Shoah Chamishis. Today Shalom Yitzdarech Ledakdek Yimakelim B'nei Yomen Olaf. That's all. Beferish. Let's read the first Mishnah Berurah. Opening Mishnah Berurah. Thomas is a good Chazar. Thomas said, The Imagil Kodim Shachamishi is the Ansarach Lizor because of why? Should the Oz Halahu Adayim Zman Het Nechomet? Probably Vahavale no Saint Tam, Bar no Saint Tam, the Het Terach. Vahayla the Atam Shal Chomet Shekiblu Akelim Mitchila Hoya Shal Heter. It's not Pesach yet. Vitam Shal Mayim Shekiblu Atam and Akelim Gam Ken Het Teru. Uma Shachosim Venosim Akelim Gam Ken Het Teru. Sure. Keeps going back and forth. It's all heter. So if it's all heter, we can be makel, not by not the heter. That's very nice. That's over here in Tufnun Beis, Mishnah Berurah, Mechaber Sif Aleph, and Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. Please turn back to Tufnun Aleph, Sif Katan Dalet. And your eyes are going to start popping. Tufnun Aleph, Sif Katan Dalet. Kelim Shemishtam Shebehem Ayadei Ho'ur. Don Shpudim Vaskalot Vechayotze Behem. Srichim Libun. Srichim Libun, Rabosai. Srichim Libun. Gewalt. Take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, Chof Ches. There's an Akdem Akdoma Ketzara. Akdoma Ketzara, Rabosai. The top line in my version of page 76, which is my version, Akdoma Ketzara. Yitzdar Bekama Mekomos. Da. Yisa Begemara. The Dafka Dover Dvar Isser Hanivla Bakli Aidea Ur Tsarach Libun Avo Dvar Heter Hanivla Bakli Aidea Ur Av Shachakach Nesar Gom Psad Kochim Shetzalu Bishput Agabe Ur Av Shal Bisof Nasa Blia Bashput Nosar Afilahochi Hechshero Shal Shput Zetze Dai Bahag Olo Heterabot. So before you go on, I'm going to go on. לכן נקרא דבר זה בשם ההתר הבולה. אבל חומץ, דבייס השתמשת השפוט בחומץ היה שם חומץ על הבליה, ועכשיו גם כן שמו חומץ, אלא שעת נתאור הישראל מפריע על שם חומץ זה, לא מקרה שם התר הבולה. וחומץ בולה בסוכו, וגם עכשיו חומץ, ובכלל איסור בול, צריך ליבון. ולזה הסכימו רוב הפוסקים, ועל כן פוסק המחה בקבסאי. כל מקום, אין ללמוד מדין זה למקום אחר. לפעמים, היכד, יש לו עוד סתם להוגל, וצרפים גם כן לזה הדעס הפוסקים, וסביר לו לחומץ בגלל תרב, או לערב אוסי, זה פסק לך כבר כדי רמבן that we saw, חומץ זה סתירו בו, רבן של הילום! הסתירו מיני ובי! In the rush, and in the מחבר. The מחבר פסק זה over here, תופן אלף דלת, חומץ זה סתירו בו, but the same מחבר on תופן ובי, זה אלף פסקין, the chomet is a terah bullet, not bar not the heterah. Stira glue in the rush in the Shulchan Aruch. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Oh, man. Big prop, stira glue. That's what the Korban HaSanal asks. It's a pre-Chodesh's question. Back to where we left off. Everyone, please, oh, back to the rush. I just wanted to show you a little chazar by looking at the Shulchan Aruch of Mishnah Berurah. Took a little bit back on the back of the rush. That's the Pri Chodesh's question. His teretz, I must tell you, to me, is very difficult. Very difficult. Trouble believing it, Pashut. But I'll tell you what he says, since we read it. So we got to go. You have the courtesy, at least read his terrors. Vinira. The Ravashi, Shalyavoda Zara, Daf Ayavav, Michalik, Benatarabola, Mistrabola, Sphirle Nami, Swarachav, Papa. I don't know if you look it up in Zara and above, what Papa say? Hai Kori, Vahilo Kori. What does that mean? Hai Kori, or Hai Lo Kori. Kodshim Rabosai is low Kori. You know why? Those pots are constantly being used. Every day, more and more and more and more korbanos. So the, as Rashi translates it, the bliya of the previous day's chatas cannot get enmeshed or ingrained in the kli. It's always being used again. Rashi does it miskasha v'nidbekes, low courage. It's always being used again. Therefore, it's enough to have a goal. But Rabosa, if it's a case of what of courage. Of Kor, where it gets enmeshed with the Rashi called Miskasha and Bekes, then you would require Libun. You require Libun. So the Rosh is made, the Rabbos say, only in a combination of both factors is Mechayesh the Korban HaSanah. Need two pluses. What are the two pluses, Rabbos say? One, low Korit, and two, Heter Rabola. Therefore, it comes out like this. Gabe chometz, afal gab de teira bola, hatam nidbak bo miskasha blia, veinok litzol, concludes the Korban HaSanal, oz dalet. But by kotshim et teira bola, below korid, both, veinok litzol, vetar de bininon. Hashengen, ve iser eno korid, o chometz korid, after teira bola, osir, pupu. I tell you the truth, I don't believe it. That's the problem. Right? If I believe it, I don't believe it. Yes, sir.
How does that resolve this theory? Because the Rosh seemed to say that it's hetera bala. It's just supposed to stand clear that you're putting the pot since it's most after one day.
Again. You're saying over here like this that chametz requires what? Chametz requires libun. Why? I hetera bala. No. In a terabola plus low curry, and that would desire involve him in alf. As far as not by not, it's enough to have a terabola, you don't need low curry. That's what he says. That's what he said. Fine. Rabosai, now that we've covered very carefully, the rush of the Korban Asano, time to chazen. Hagada chazen, we're just repeating ourselves. Let's turn to the Ran, because we keep chazen, because the Ran is a good chazar of the rush. He's saying a lot of the same things. Turn to the Ran. This critical issue, where the Chometz is a terrible or Yisur Bala, is critical. Critical. The Ran can be found over here on page Chof Beis, please. Chof Beis, in our edition, it's Ches, in the old edition, and starts with Umaskina, big bold print. In our print, it's the bottom of the first column of page Chof Beis. Umaskina, he'll consider it anywhere else, simply reach, because of the Raven. The Raven is Chedush of Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Vav. The Dafka, Sakini, the Pisca, who the Sagi Beroskin, which should be made Korah, Heterabala, second day in Tosis. The Chipalti Lesali Sura Beine. So it started off being Heter, and now it's there's nothing behind. The Cholecha the Terabola, Hafilu Bedvarim Shemashtam Shemayde Ur Sagalu Bagola. The Ochi Asi Ravashi Besov Avodah Zarah. Fine. The Kama Ochel the D Kain Chadat Avdon the Kataya Betina Pasai Benura Machmanat Zloy Alom Shnimi Chaverov. That everyone agreed, Rabosai. This could be what we call Rav Ashi Lishitasa. Rav Ashi is the one who was Megil, and Rav Ashi is the one who in Avodah Zarah. And then for Rav Ashi over here, this machmir for his chaverim. More about his colleagues' position. He rejected his distinction. Fine. Top of column two on page Chav Beis. Rav Ashi Gufa the Pasigachi. Jesus said it's a chumrah. Vinami Tamuda Pasigachi. Loma Shavapish Rav Ashi Amachmer Al Atzmo. Kind of like a Peruka Perk Pasal Amon Zara. The Cholecha the Terabola Afil Tashmisho the Aur Bagol Asaga. This is the right. Abo Bishari Surin Hasakinim Tzrifin Libun. Shekeva Shepomim Tzol Ben Avi Lekishvud. Tosef the Perk Abo the Zara Perk that Halacha Beis. Which is quoted in the Rush. And it's Yerushalmi Abo the Zara Perk Hei Halacha. Tezvav, Mefurish, Sagdol Tzricha Libon, Hama Libna Bo'or, Izni Libon. Fine. Avo Rabosai, Rashi Zal, Tosa Mepiski Al Koso, Shekola Yisurin Kulon, Eina Sakat Tzorach Ela Hagola, Afal Pi Di Yisur Abola. Woo! How can that be? Well, if you dvarav, Zu, Shanina Betosefta, Shizkana Bechakinim, Mishad Beshtahi, it's against the it's wrong. Tosefta, which we quoted before in Avodah Zarah, Tes Beis is wrong. Why? The Maisa Begmar Dilan, the same as was quoted in Avodah Zarah and Vav, Amen Aleph, below Tanu Lehu Buha Sakinim. The word Sakinim is noticeably absent, conspicuously missing. Fine? That's what it says. Fine? He says that Tosefta is wrong. What about the Yerushalmi? The next paragraph here? It's against our Gemara. That's against our Gemara. We pass it enough to roll some Bikli Rishon. So there's a difference in Dol of Tana, etc., etc., etc. Ay, Yimei Holo, Irya, Dohetera, Bola, Hocha, Bafilu Kenja, Tzrikam, Bishari, Surim, Libo, and the Chomets of Pesach, Hetera, Bali, Bishagola, Sagalu, that's Rav Ashi, Bishova, Rezara. No! Because of Ramban Zal, it's the one I was quoted earlier, the Lesa. It's wrong. Why? Shekol ha-keilim ha-blu'u me-chomet af al-pi she-blu'u kodam ha-pesach yisur ha-bali v'chol sh'tashmishin ha-yidei ha-ur tzrichin libun lo amru ha-ter ha-bola ele v'kotshim she-bishatz v'yosin she-keilim lo-hoya she-misir ola she-misir ola she-dayin lo-nikru noso l'ficha lo-kal shmo al-osa b'liya hu-etes she-nishir ola y'achar ha-gola but once you kasher it there's only a little bit left it's so little. It's not enough for the shame X to be chal on it. If the shame was chal before, it's chal. But the shame was not chal yet, it cannot be chal now. Shemochi sagal the b'shvud v'askla shal kotshin ba'agola. When? Hagola when? Before Pesach, before the Zvayis. Ha'bachomitz came and shere shmo alav, kodon she divla v'keilim alolu b'shas b'li yosan isura ba'ali. He thinks the riff falls away, because the riff calls all these dinim of libun in Uchus Pesach. In Uchus Pesach, Rabosai. In Uchus Pesach. Fuck. to the Rif and the Ramban and the Ran are all going with the Mahalach here so far of Isura Bola. The question is, Rabosai, look at now, just for those who have my version, look at the last paragraph on page Chof Gimel. On page Chof Gimel. Vio Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Kelim Shemagilin Me Chometz. In Magilin Osem Kodos Manisa Shel Chometz, Muto Lahagil Osan Afilu B'nei Yoman. Why? Should have been not Barnat Shel Heter. Kodos Shebo Yisur. Kedogim Shel Olu B'kara. Shemuto Le'okul B'kuta. We saw yesterday. Fish which were heated in a fleshy dish, you can eat them with butter. What? That's what he says. The Evsha Lechalek Tsas. Can we say three more weakening words than that? It's the Evsha Lechalek Tsas. All three are weak words. You could, if you want, kvetch, but this is that this, not that way. Why? Rishim Dahasam, next page. Page of Dalit, just one line here. The Hasam, Ain Shame Ha'isur Chalalov, Tainu Basa Bechalov. Oh, Basa Bechalov. Avil Hachal Mei Kara Chometz Vahashta Chometz. That's only an Evshal Chalik Tzatz. He doesn't accept it as being the absolute truth. So you see from the Ran and from the Rosh, the Korban and Sanal said that we cannot equate these cases necessarily. Let's pass it again. This is an important yourself. There are two places which, according to the Korban Asana, the Prichodesh, and all those who ask this question, the Vilnagon, the Jason Potter, the Arashva, they all say it's two of the same thing. What does that mean? Have a concept of a Tera Bola. A Tera Bola is found in Shas once! Once! Where is it? You have an implement which absorbs the fire. By its kochim, you can get rid of that absorption, not with a fire, you need to get rid of it with hot water. Why? Hetera bola. What does hetera bola mean? Since you get rid of it, in other words, like this. To get rid of 100% of what came in with fire requires fire. What does that expression in America? To fight fire with fire. Boom. Can we apply the actual words, kebola kakolta, to fire? What do you think? Can you use those exact same words? Should we apply them? What do you think? Yes or no? I'm answering a question. No, you think someone says yes? Anyone vote no? So at least one positive vote. We'll see next week by Arifas that there are many who don't hold like you and many disagree. Okay, so his vote. I have to ask a simple question. You say Kabbalah, as if you apply the phrase Kabbalah can hold up the fire, so Machlokas, which we'll discuss at great length with the Seattle Shvayah next week. But we're not up to that yet. So we're saying like this. When do you have to fight fire with fire that came in Yisr? But if it came in Beheter, I can fight fire with water. If I use that expression. If it came in with fire, goes out with water. Does it all go out with water? No. Most of it goes out with water. And whatever is left is strong enough to maintain a pre-existing Yisr. But it's not strong enough, we should create a new Yisr. That's what the Pshat in Avodah Zarah involved, Hetera Bola. Now, many Gedolim think that the exact same expression is relevant to the principle of not barnat. That's how not barnat is. The famous case of the Gemara Masech Tachul. Dogim sha'olu b'kara muta le'ochla b'kuta. A famous phrase. Only six words. Remember those six words? You know what not barnat means. Which means literally, again, we saw it four times. We saw it in Tulsa already. That's not enough. Fish, which were heated in a fleshig dish, may be eaten with what's kuta? Literally?
Some sort of dip.
Dip. So a milk is a dip. Okay? You use the word butter, cheese, you pick up milk, whatever you want to use at the same time. You know what that is. Okay? Why? Why? So the Rishonim are nearly unanimous. That's a principle called not barnat the hetera. What does that mean? That's kind of what we got. It goes from the meat. It's kind of a not. See what I figured. The meat. Right? Meat is slashes, yeah? I hope so. Then it goes from the meat to the dish, from the dish to the fish. So it went the transfer twice already. Not bar not. Taste was transferred from the meat to the dish and from the dish to the fish. And it's so weak. Not bar not is so weak that wants to implement the same mantra. It's strong enough to maintain an Isser, but not strong enough to create an Isser. The banat banat, we call the hetera, is mutter, and not banat the Isura is us. This is standard fare. It all came out all the Rishon. Came out. The word came out for a reason. This is almost standard fare. So many Gedolim, including the Pri Chodesh, who was stuck with this kasha, the Korban HaTzadok stuck with the kasha, the Vilna Gaon thought it was a kasha, the Rashba thinks the two are the same, put these two in exactly the same boat. With respect to what? How do we treat chametz? We know meat, Rabbi Osai, of kachin is a terrible. Right now, you're supposed to eat it. With what we're talking on top of the meat, meat for you and me is also a terrible. Not kachin, Pastor Shalom. Plenty of meat you buy at a kosher butcher shop. It's a terrible. Right? Right. What goes wrong with meat of kachin? Time lapse becomes an ulcer. What can go wrong with our meat? It never comes closer. What can go wrong with our kosher meat? Only one thing can go wrong with it. Milk. Right? So, see, I have the same thing. You have a taste which went from the meat to the pot, then the pot to, from the meat to the dish, and the dish to the fish. There's already two. So it's considered to be heter. So it's considered to be heter, it's fine. From both sides, we just saw the rush before, it seems, that the entire institution of Hagala is based on not barnat. What does Hagala achieve? It achieves nothing. What happens? Have a pot, it's absorbed with drink. So what do you do? Ulkasha. Shoo! Fill boiling water, and it comes out. Great, it comes out. It comes out, goes right back in again. What did Mahawilu? What did you accomplish? The answer is, when it came in the first time, it was really powerful. Now comes in the second time, we can assume. I think we stopped two lines too early in the rush. You know what? So now that we finished it, let's go back to the rush one more time. I want to show you two more lines in the rush before. Yeah.
Maybe just repeat what he said before that not with not pronounced, it's something about it being strong enough to
maintain. It's strong enough to maintain an Isser, and not strong enough to create an Isser. So I'll give you an example. If I have the following situation. I have a tray. I cook meat in my pot. Not kosher meat, tray for meat. Slight difference. I cook tray for meat, and now what do? And the tray for meat goes into the dish, and on that tray for meat, on that tray for dish, I decide to put my fish. This is the same thing, fish. What's the status of that fish? Rabosa, I'm asking you a serious question. I have tray for me. My tray for me was put into this dish, and now I remove the tray for me, and everything's still boiling. Everything's hot, hot, hot. And now I put on fish. Should I say the fish is mutter because of not bar not? What do you say? No way. If that were true, the whole institution we just read in the Chumash wouldn't exist. Rabosa, Bible. I'm a Bible belt. Thanksgiving, Bible belt. I'm a preacher. The Holy Bible teaches, thou shalt take this pot that was used by the Midianites, and thou shalt purge it in boiling water. Why? Why bother? I can use the pot which had the Midianite meat, clean it out, and now I'm heating it up again, so what? I'll put in my kosher fish, whatever I want to do. What's the problem? Not by not. Hey! Against the Bible? What's the answer? That's a not bar not de isura. So whatever is that weak taste which is left is strong enough to maintain an Isser, not strong enough to create an Isser. That sounds very, very reminiscent of the Gemara Avodah Zarah we just saw beferish. Hetera bola. Strong enough to maintain. In other words, if you kasher a grill or something used on the fire with Hagala, instead of Libun, what's left behind is strong enough to maintain it, it's not to create. That's what Rav Ashi said in the Avodah Zarah involved, a terrible Isurabola. So these two sound exactly the same. So if they're the same, you gotta be consistent in how you treat chametz. You can treat chametz, take your pick, I don't care. Be consistent in the churma, be consistent in the kulam. Chometz is in between, right? Treif for me is treif. Kosher me is kosher. What's chometz today? It's in between. I'm today, so if you eat it today, it's not a problem. But probably, if I'm not mistaken, some of these big Pesach factories that cook, they probably cook today for Pesach. I'm not kidding around. I'm not kidding. They probably start, you can probably look up on the internet. They probably cook today for Pesach, put it in cans, and we're going to eat it in, 5 months from now. So what is it now? Is it a Teira bowl or is it a Yisura bowl? What is chametz today? I can see two ways of thinking about it. The problem is that there are many Rishonim and Poskim, including the Shulchan Aruch, who distinguish when it comes to what? Kosherizing the spit and the grill. What do they say? You have to use Libun. So they view chametz as Yisurabal. Not the same as Psar Kodesh with respect to Noses and Avodah Zarah that I involve. Fine. But when it comes to what, Rabosai? When it comes to kashering before Pesach, they say, if what? They say that chometz, Rabosai, that you want to kasher a chometz thicker dish before Pesach, Rabosai, it'll be an Eino Ben Yomo. So an Eino Ben Yomo will apply the principle of not bar not de hetero. How can you apply it? How can you possibly apply it? Take a look one more time in the Mishnah Brura on Tuf Nun Beis Aleph. This is Chazar again. I'm going to show you in the Rosh proper. Let's first see the Mishnah Brura, a brief Chazar. What does it say? In Magal called him Shah Chamishis, then Sarach Lizar about anything. Why? Shum the Oz Aloh Adain Zman Heter Chometz. Bahavle no sin tam, bar no sin tam. The hetero. Repeat again. Tam of chometz goes into the kelim and tchila is heter. Tam the mayim again is heter. Goes back into the kelim, it's again heter, 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 heter. Why? The mechav himself passed it. Tof nun aleph, siv dalet. That's yisura bola, and you can't kasha ba gola. You have to use liban dafka. That's the problem. Stira galuyim. Prop?
Bear halacha is bear halacha.
What does bear halacha say? Minei kama achronim niskashu b'divrei ha-mechaber. Take a look. The first bear halacha in Tuf Nun Beis. T'mashma minei galach hazman yisuro tol lezor b'cholela. No. I do not see. I don't think it's my question. Here it is. It's a different bear halacha. Thank you. She'ein. Next page. Tuf Nun Beis. The she'ein tzar lizar. I don't have to worry about these things. Says the bear halacha she'ein. Haramav ha-machava v'chol siv zeh kaima v'chad ha-shitza. Divizman shemat derachomet mikri b'nat b'nat d'etera v'ein tzar lizar v'shem dover. Olas Shabbos kri chodosh gro. V'chol zeh uladas ha-poskin shesom v'chomet v'gri ha-terebol. Avodas ha-sov v'chomet v'gri ha-surabola. Bechain tzosav ha-machab ol-yel sim and tof nam sim dalaz you saw. Him came. Ein chiluk bein kodem shoch ha-mishis ha-kol ha-yom. Vayin shem ha-prichot ha-shehikshah v'divri ha-poskim ha-adodi. Look at that. Can you imagine that? Look at that. He's now saying a chumra niflah. A chumra niflah. He can't kasher kli ben yomo even before the end of the fourth down era of Pesach. So therefore, what do you have to do? Says the Bialach at the end, and that's how we pass in the many poskim say, Al Kenesh di Zohar, last two lines on this page, page 90 in my print, Shalo lahagil shum kli elam ken ova meis liyes meis shenishnamesh bo chometz. There it is. That's what you want. That's Bialach. Very good. There's a Prichodesh pass this way, the Vilna Gaon passes this way. Because they assume it's a Dava Pashut, and these two go together. What again, it's Chazma to go together. One, Gemara Avodah Zara, Daf Ayin Vav, when you say Hetera Bola to be Megil to have Hagol instead of Libun, and we pass with respect to that, that Chomet is Yisura Bola, Tof Nun Aleph Siv Dalet. And number two, whether you consider Chomet to be not Banat the Hetera or the Yisura, Nav Kamina can you cash your Kli Ben Yomo? If it's the Hetera, yes, it's the Yisura, no. So the two should be together, according to the B'Alach over here, according to the Olah Shabbos, B'Chodesh and the Gro. So you have to be Machmir. You have to be Machmir, Rabbi Osai. You have to be Machmir.
Why does Ben Yom only work if it's not
Okay, let's chazer again. In order to be kasher a kli Ben Yomo, you run into a very serious problem. You're mamash spinning your wheels. What happens? The kli, the time goes from the pot to the water and right back again. You accomplish nothing. What'd you accomplish? You didn't accomplish a blasted thing. Nothing. Zero. What'd you accomplish? If it's that terror, you accomplished a lot. Because if it's that terror, what happens? It came in, it went from Hether to Hether, keeps being Hether. If it's Yisura, it just goes back and forth. So it seems that we're going to have to bite the bullet, look reality in the face and say that despite the fact that the Vilna Gaon and the Pri Chodesh and many others assume this is an absolute equation and point the fact it ain't necessarily so. And there are Rishonim, we saw, the Rosh is one of them, the Ran seems to be one of them, that suggest a possible distinction between these two concepts. Of course, the question becomes, why should this distinction exist? So this is a very important question. On a simple level, we could say, with respect to not bar not the hetera, depends upon what I call the poem mamish. Right now, is it also or is it mutter? The Abbot of Paskin, that since it's right now mutter, it's mutter. You can't argue with mutter. You can't argue with mutter. However, with respect to the Gemara of Azar, the Fayin Vav, depends upon the lumdus. Of course, it's going to require us to discuss what is the lumdus of not bar not. That's going to require a careful analysis. But the way we explained not bar not until now, Rabbi Osai, it all turned out to be fundamentally the same thing. Okay. I want to read two more lines. I said to you, I'll talk about the parasha a little bit. Not much, two more lines. The in the Rosh in Siman Zion. Rush asks a great question, and his answers are very, very interesting. How were we left off? Rabosai, what's the rule about basics first? What's the rule about a kli ben yomo? Of, you know, just use kli, and I cook treif in it, right? I cook treif in it. What time? Now it's 2:50. So I cook treif 2:50. Tonight, I prepared my Thanksgiving dinner, and I cook kosher in it at 9:50. Okay? What's the date of that food? Asr, Avada. That's what the Bible required the kosher in. What's the point? Okay? Asr. What if, Rabosai, I decide, you know what I'm gonna do? I'll wait till tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, my Thanksgiving dinner is not called until 6. What are the halakha Thanksgiving dinners? So, when are they called officially? 6, 5, 4, 3? After Mincha Gedolah. Okay. So, whatever it may be. So, I have time. I have a late dinner after the football game or whatever it may be. So, I have time to cook then. The 24 hours passed. Why can't I cook with this? What do you mean? What takana? Takana of what?
They said that you can't eat something cooked at a ben yomokli because you might come cook with it in a ben yomokli.
Gemara has an avodah zayin evav zera ena ben yomo otu ben yom. Fine. Now we are taught, can I kasha the kli between 10 after 2 today and 10 after 2 tomorrow? Yes or no? Can you kasha a kli these days? What did we just say? Pray for kli. No way. You know, 60 is no way. Go in it. Now another question. Can I kasha the kli tomorrow at 3 o'clock? Better believe it. I was like, I never kasha the kli. So the question becomes, what's going on over here? Let's chazer again. I can't, if I use the kli now, next 24 hours the food's going to be tray. So that I certainly cannot use. Can I use the kli after 24 hours? No. Ain't a ben yomo, otta ben yomo. Can I kasha the kli within these 24 hours? No. Can I cash it after 24 hours? Yes. Why not make another Xera? I mean, you can't say it. That'll kill cashing forever. But the logic is, what's the difference in the logic? That's what the Rosh is wrestling with. Let's take a look. Just a brief quote over here. We left off. Where did we leave off on both sides? Okay, here it is. It's in our edition, page Yud Beis. It's page Yud Beis, about the 10th line approximately. Column 1. Below Gazvino Lahagil Bekli She'ein Bas Yoma Oto Kli She'ein Bas Yoma. That they didn't make it clear. Bechein Lahagil Kli She'ein Ben Yoma Oto Kli She'ein Ben Yoma. Either in one or one. Ki Hechi Dasvino Levashel Bekli she'ein ben yomo or the kli shu ben yomo. So the Rosh gives two reasons. Look, let's hold on tight to these two reasons. One, the hasam roy ligzor by cooking. Why? Shem yivashel bekli ben yomo hatav shel asam in haTorah. That's all. Otherwise, what's gilui minyan? Biblical. They require the kasher. Okay. Fine. That's reason number one. Reason number two, why Bishl is more chomer, a practical reason. Ka Bishl tavshal she'olsem b'nei abayis b'kal yitu v'imnatim v'chadchila levashel b'kli she'ena ben yomo kach yivashel b'kli she'ena hu ben yomo. So there's a lumdashit chumra and a practical chumra. What are the two contrasts? So let's do the second contrast first, where it says ayin. V'gam abo lahakshir kli ena rogolito. So you get the rabbi to do it. Okay, that's easy. What's the other country? This is the most difficult line of the whole rush. Avalacha. Im yavzor v'yivla ma'at min ha'nifla dover mu'adu v'no sein tam bar no sein tamu. Rabosai. Worst case scenario. You kashered a ben yomo. Not a disaster. Why not? Two reasons. It's dover mu'at and not bar not. Ribbeinu shel olam. It's a not barnati sura. Then we just got to say that not barnati sura is a disaster. It's only not barnati sura. It's a not barnati sura. What is the Rosh talking about? What's he talking about? This is my problem. I think it's a very serious problem. And it introduces an entire discussion, which we're going to have at the end of on Sunday, as to what's the loveless not barnati. Why this rush makes sense? Yes, sir.
I don't know if this is like conceptually giving an answer so much as just restating that's not a problem. But if just like something that's not barnat to hetera, there can't be a new issue that's chal on it. So here, where it's not barnat and it's already been there's already hagala been done on it. So maybe that compensates for the fact. That
Isura? Maybe. I want to speak about a few minutes about the parsha, so we'll stop here. So we have a lot of good stuff to talk about on Sunday, about the sugya of not bar not, and how it compares and contrasts to the sugya of kashering, of fire, the clears in the fire. to with water. Okay, Rabbi said we had a lot of progress there, a lot of progress. Really, major breakthroughs, but we still didn't finish, as I told you in advance. It can't be a son that you send your, we'll have, you'll be here someday with a little thing. So be on YU Torah for those who can't make it. Okay. I hope you can make it in person. Is there an across the door? I think there was one there last time. Parshas Vayeshev is one of those parshas that, you know, my Rebbe once told us a story that the Yeshiva Valojin had a bit of a dispute who should be the Rosh Yeshiva. Should be the Netziv, famous Netziv, who was married, I believe, to a granddaughter of the founder of the yeshiva, of Chaim Volozhin, the famous of Chaim Volozhin, the Talmud of the Gra, had a son of Yitzhak Volozhin, and he had a daughter who married the Netziv, who was a grandson by marriage, he'd be the Rosh Yeshiva. Or should the person we know as the Beis Halevi be the Rosh Yeshiva? Who was the Beis Halevi? He was a direct great grandson of Chaim Volozhin. Some said, look, he didn't marry it. He's straight, and he's only ever been married in. That was the external. But of course, the real lovers, they wanted to know who should be Rosh Yeshiva. Tziv, Nukola, Tarakula, he was a big bucky, and the Beis Halevi was considered a big chorif. You know, who should be the Rosh Yeshiva, the chorif, the bucky, and then the whole meeting about it. Can you imagine that? So my Rebbe told us that when he's descended, of course, from both of them, Reb Chaim, the Beis Halevi's son, married the granddaughter of the Netziv. So my Rebbe descends from both of these giants. Okay? He said that the Magid who was there, I remember my Rebbe telling the story like yesterday, this goes back for a long time. He said it was a meeting of the Board of Trustees. As he was making, you know, using a modern, you know, with a small chuckle. Who was the Board of Trustees? It looks like today's Board of Trustees is all the millionaires. Yeah, Biskel Chanan was on the Board of Trustees. You know, he was making, you know. So they had a big gadol there, and the Magid got up, he told me the name of the Magid, I forgot. Probably it's printed somewhere in one of the books. And we're holding today in Parshas Vayeshev. It was the middle of summer. So maybe the Magid lost it. There's nothing you understand. I'm a Magid. A Magid is a moralist. It's black and white, it's good and bad. I've never had a problem. I talk about, you know, I talk about Cain and Hevel, I talk about Noach, on the Parshas. Noach and the people of Dor HaMavol. Then I have Avram and Lot or Terach. Then I have Yitzchok and Yishmael, right? Then I have Yaakov and Esav, or Yaakov and Lavan. I have an easy time all the first eight parashas of the Torah. Never a problem. Comes to Vayeshev, for me it's the hardest parasha. Where's black and white? I have Yosef and I have the brothers. Everyone's a tzaddik. He says, we're in parasha Vayeshev. The Netziv is gone in the tzaddik, and the Beis Halevi is gone in the tzaddik, and I can't make a decision. That's my introduction to my little schmooze for today. Everyone is a tzaddik. Yosef is a tzaddik. The brothers are tzaddikim. To explain where the brothers are coming from, they viewed Yosef as a rodev. They viewed him, how can they put him in a pit? What they thought he was going to undermine their entire Klal Yisrael. Just as, remember, there was a tradition in the family. You had a Yishmael, right? The great uncle Yishmael, we know what he was. And uncle Esav, we know what he was. So they assumed every generation is another one. So Yosef is now, he is the spiritual heir of Yishmael and of Esav. And where are the heirs of Yaakov? That's what they thought in their minds. So therefore they said, you have to bump them off. We find, Rebosai, that this terrible, terrible dispute of Yosef and the brothers is so bad that it is the archetype of all future sins in Menam L'Chaver. So much so that the Meshech Chokhmah says that we say in Yom Kippur, Ki Atah Sochem LiYisrael, Umachal the shifte yeshurin b'chol darvadar. Yisrael is v'nan olam makom, and shifte yeshurin v'nan machaver. Because the shifte come, they sin v'nan machavero. Their first major sin in Klal Yisrael v'nan machaver was mechiras Yosef. Every year on Yom Kippur, if they mention it, you know, in a nice way, for all those sins and unfortunately the numerous sins that have followed it in this regard of Ben Adam Lachaveiro. So what happens? Everyone knows the story. They throw him into the pit. And then Yehuda, the big hero of the parish of Yehuda, right? What did Yehuda say? Yehuda says, "Ma betza ki naraga sachinu v'nechisinu v'aznamo l'chu v'nechimkirmenu l'yishmeilu." Take him out of the pit, shouldn't die, we'll sell him. So what is this? This is a compromise, right? A compromise. The Gemara says in the second Sanhedrin, Rabbi Osai, whoever praises Yehuda is a menite. Whoa, those are fighting words. Here's Yehuda, we consider the biggest tzaddik, the Melech Yisrael, as we all come from Yehuda. And now the Gemara and Sanhedrin is telling us that no, Yehuda made a mistake over here. What mistake? Yehuda saved Joseph's life. How can you consider this to be a mistake? But it's mefurish in the Gemara. Kol ha-mevorech es Yehuda hariz ha-menites Sanhedrin ha-vava mebeis v'al zeh omer botzea berech nietz Hashem ma-betza. Botzea Berech, if you Mavarach the Botzea Yehuda, you're near to Hashem. It's the worst thing in the world. Why? Another Meshechach. The Meshechach discusses the politics of compromise. Rabbi said, what do you think? Is compromise good or compromise bad? Rabbi said, I'm asking, what do you think? Someone put two thumbs up. No, can I give you a different sign? What does that mean? What am I mean by that? One up or one down? Yeah, but why? What? What does it depend upon?
Depends if you're being the vata on your principles.
No. You're talking lumpus. I'm talking on a much more practical basis.
One person could be good.
You're missing the most fundamental thing of all.
Does it help anyone, or does it come to a conclusion?
The question is, could you win? If you could win, then when it's important, there's obviously principles involved, you should not compromise. If others are going to lose, then of course you should compromise. I mean, simple, practical stuff. Says the Meshachach like this, this week's parasha. This is amazing. He says, look, there was a Supreme Court, Rabbi Osai, the Havdol Elef Havdolos. There were 9 judges. That's the Supreme Court got it from. The first judge we have in the Chumash is right here. 9. Who are the nine judges? Well, you have 12 sons of Yaakov. Well, who's not the judge? Yosef's being judged. He's in the bottom of the pit. Benjamin wasn't there. Who else wasn't there? Reuven. So he had 9 judges. And Yehuda has to make a cheshbon. Yehuda realizes we made a mistake. We really shouldn't have done this. On the other hand, there were those who were out for Yosef's head. They want to kill him. So you have to make a quick calculation. You know, what are your cards? What are your cards? Says a man like this. He assumes that it's false. It says Beferish in the beginning of the parsha. Uhu Nar as Bila Zilpa Nashayov. So he felt that Yosef for sure had 4 votes in his pocket. Who are they? The Bnei Bila and Bnei Zilpa. They were in his pocket. On the other hand, the B'nai Leah, we know for a fact, Shimon and Levi, they were the ringleaders, but we're going to assume that Yisachar and Zvolun, who were probably deferential towards their full brothers, were on the other side. So now what happens? Deadlocked. 4-4. Who is the swing vote? Yehuda? One left. He's the only one of the B'nai Leah who realizes, well, Reuben's not there, who realizes that when we goofed over here. So what are they going to do? Okay, we'll make a compromise. Why compromise? You could win a 5-4 decision. You know, when some when someone they want to offer you a plea bargain, you know, plea bargain. So the lawyer will tell you, if you're going to win, don't give in. Win. If you're going to lose, of course you should give in. You compromise when the alternative is to lose. The alternative is to win. Says the Meshach Chochmah, Yehuda could have won. He had it in the bag. Because he all he had to do was change his vote with the B'nai B'lil B'nai Zilpah, but it would have been 5-4. He could have brought Yosef home all straight on his shoulders to his father's house. That's why he's criticized for compromising. But had the vote been one different, and they would have lost, compromise is great. What a remarkable insight. You don't fight a battle, you're going to lose. So you compromise. If you're a bad guy, you're a bad guy. We're talking about good guys. Who would have settled for the good guys? Since he could have won hands down by a 5-4 vote, he shouldn't have compromised. That's what the Rebbe Shlomo Chochma says. Now, in real life, should we always go that way? And say, you know, Yikov Adin and Sahara will win 5-4 votes? No. Because our principles are not always as high as the principles that Yehuda was dealing with over here in saving Yosef. But if your principles are involved and you can win, you have to play to win. Not an American concept. We always like Henry Clay, you know, the great compromiser, you know. It was a whole compromise. But, you know, the Gemara said, not always. So both say in life, you know, after Thanksgiving, you're going to go there, you're going to go here, you're going to go there. You don't have to compromise. So I recommend your principles are probably not important enough that you should stay away from compromise, even if you could win without the compromise. But if it ever comes to a case of principle, then you should certainly not compromise if you have the ability to have your principles prevail. Okay? The Shabbos to one and all. We'll see you on Sunday, Mitzvah Shabbos.